You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's Tuesday, it's Property Tuesday time. We're taking a look at a very interesting development that has broken ground in the KZN North Coast called Palmview Estate. I'm joined on the line by the COO, so Chief Operating Officer and founder of Alley Roads, Ivan Pretorius, to take a look at this and understand what it's about. Good evening, Ivan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Palmview Estates, 10 billion rand development. What's happening?
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for having me and thanks to your listeners for listening to us. Palmview is a unique development located about 7 kilometers from Ballito. It's one of the few developments that is located in the Kwadakuzi municipality. That's going to have a governmentally owned school that's going to serve the local environment and the local communities. The total project is valued at about 10 billion rand investment and will be focused mainly on sales, consisting of about 2,800 freehold stands that will come with various types of housing topologies and about 3,700 sectional titles, units with a 50,000 square meter retail center that we plan on developing over the next 5 to 7 years. The project is uniquely located in the Sharkers Kraal area, and as I said, it's about 7 kilometers from Ballito, focusing on an affordable housing type of product and that type of market.
Ivan, when we say affordable housing, what are we looking at? Because that whole North Coast area there, if we think about some of the other developments in that Ballito area, affordability and price point are a very, very contentious topic. What are we looking at here?
It's definitely a contentious topic, Jimmy. Affordable housing has got a connotation that it's focused mainly on the lower end of the spectrum of income. And Ballito has got a bit of a notice of having more of a unique topology. The Palmview estate that we sort of going to develop is going to allow people with incomes ranging from about 8,000 rand and less to going up to 25,000 rand. The houses we envisage putting over there are going to be focused on a mixed income bracket where people with a net housing income of about 20 to 25,000 rand will be able to afford a house that they'll be able to own, service completely, maintain the rate and taxes, and it will be a green environment where they'll be able to tap into the green bonds from various banks, and it will also allow them to ensure that they are sustainable.
It also sounds like the individuals there would be able to take advantage of the government's housing subsidy as it falls in within that bracket. Ivan, I want to look at the rest of the development within the space. You mentioned a shopping mall. There's obviously a school and other things that you have in mind for this. Take me through the impact that this is going to have by the time we're 10 years in and this is all up and running. Take me through the amount of jobs and all of the good that this is going to do.
Well, it's a big thanks to the Kwadakuzi municipality and the forward thinking that they've given towards the project. The project was one of the few projects that received the neighborhood development grant and was focused on developing a taxi rank to allow the affordability of the people living in the area to catch taxis. So on the R102, there's a beautiful taxi rank that's been developed with the Kwadakuzi municipality. In the development, the shopping center is going to be focused on the affordable lower-end market. We've already had quite a couple interested parties over the last couple of days that have leased up part of this 50,000 square meter shopping center. And basically, the entire development is going to be a naturized sort of product that's going to be in the affordable market with one of the only government-run schools in the entire North Coast, which means that the Kwadakuzi municipality and the local environment with the Department of Education will be able to actually afford and bring schooling to this environment at a much lower point of view than what the private schools are putting out in Ballito at the moment.
Ivan, you mentioned the fact that banks would, or particularly green bond financing, would be of keen interest there. Take me through what that looks like from someone that's looking to buy a first-time house or someone that might potentially say, I can afford to stay in this property. How is that kind of assistance going to go towards ensuring that they get the appropriate financing, but also that they get a quality home?
Well, Jimmy, as you know, Alley Roads is a qualified EDGE champion. We've received the recognition 2 years running, and that is a recognition that the World Bank, the IFC, has granted to us. based on our number of developments we've done that has either gone completely off-grid or has met the Green Edge certification standards. What we've basically done with regards to Palmview is we've created four different typologies of housing types that will meet the Edge accreditation. This will allow the tenants or the buyers renting from the or buying the units, they'll be able to ensure that they are saving funding on going green. They'll have solar geysers on their homes, and effectively this will also allow them to tap into the interest rate cut that many of the commercial banks are providing across the spectrum of anything between 0.5 and 1% interest savings on green bonds. We've already engaged with most of the banks with regards to the green bonds, and the development has received the approval across the board.
Ivan, if we have listeners out there that might be thinking they want to get involved, whether they want to take up some property, whether they want to take up some residency from a tenant's point of view, or if they just want to take up some investment, are those opportunities kind of available at this stage, or is it still early days given that you've just broken ground on the project?
No, definitely not. The project is at an advanced stage. The project is focused primarily on sales and will inject a total of probably about 1.4 to almost 2 billion rand into the local economy from a tax and VAT point of view. So government's also going to be benefiting quite aggressively from this product, because generally with regards to it being a sales project, there's a massive injection into the local environment, and that is going to spin off to various developments that are going to take place, upgrades of infrastructure, and similar. So there's a focus on trying to attract investment from local developers who want to develop sectional title for sales, developers who want to do freehold developments, and people who want to do their own individual homes. What we are actually doing here is creating a platform for investment and using this platform for the investment to ensure that we control the environment, ensuring that a quality product is delivered to the local community.
And when we look at that local community and we look at the homes that we're looking at, what kind of size homes are we looking at here? You touched on the fact that people can do either freestanding properties or property developers can come in and do kind of an apartment setup. Is the land that's been approved or land that's been sectioned off for home development, has that been kind of cordoned off for specific things, or is it kind of just let's create as many good homes as possible?
So the main product type that is, as I said, is coming across, there's about 2,800 freestanding units. Those units will range from 40 square meters on a 250 square meter stand, edge accredited, all the way up to an 80 square meter unit on a 350 square meter stand. So you'll be able to buy a home with complete finishes, kitchens, tiles, everything that you require, edge approved, and you'll be able to then expand that home as your family is growing. There's also sporadic pockets of sectional title that will be able to be developed, and those sectional titles is about 3,800. The sectional titles that will be developed will range from bachelors all the way to three-bedroom, two-bathroom units, and that will be for investors as well as individual people who want to buy. So Bellito has got a massive supply of wealthy and upmarket people, but there's a very limited supply for the domestic workers, people who work in the blue-collar areas, and the people who need to have a platform to grow.
Certainly a lot to look forward to with this development. Congratulations on getting everything over the line. We look forward to seeing how the development shapes up. I think we'll leave it at that. That was Ivan Pretorius, who is a COO and founder at Alley Roads on the new Palmview estate that they're developing in the KZN North Coast.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.